Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Oh, that feels so good. Hey, shout out to
good
legendary...
Good times like I live next to Malone. I mean, come on with these lines, man.
Shout out to Legendary Baller on Instagram, man. I just saw this, and I think Big Daddy Kane, like, reposted it.
Yeah.
And this was like... This just reminded me of, like, when hip-hop was just so smooth. And
oh, yeah.
Like, the dude from Digital Underground, Humpty
Now, let everybody know, this isn't old. Right? Like
No,
right?
This is on Instagram now.
This is now. Like, this sounds like it was something that was made in 81.
Yeah.
But it's not. And that's what you got to tell people. Like, this is good. I love this.
And he's like, got a snakeskin belt, had a smack of cobra.
It's like, like Ray Liotta.
It takes me back to when, like, Humpty Hump was doing his thing in Digital Underground. We know who was Shock G,
dance,
who he
y'all.
Was.
Humpty Hump's the name.
Yeah, it just feels so good. It's like, no matter how many times I listen to the song or see it.
Makes you smile?
Yeah, because he's sitting there with, like, some red spandex, and he got a white mink, and he got, like, a Jerome in a house, like, frozen hair in the front, man. Legendary Baller, man. It just makes you feel so good.
Yeah. No,
and that's what hip-hop used to do a lot of times. Yeah. It was just feel-good stuff, and it didn't make any sense. You know what I mean? Whether it was Slick Rick talking about Once Upon a Time,
not long ago.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's
of just, course.
It's like storytelling.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Literally, it's what do I see in front of me right now? I'll say it in a rhyme. That's what made it fun.
And I'm so cold, I got Mac pneumonia.
It has a million good lines in it. Check it out. We wanted to play it for you because we just want to laugh today. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, presented by Progressive Insurance. And we all know the game isn't over till it's over. So next time your car breaks down, don't call it quits. Head to eBay Motors. They have 122 million parts to take your car into overtime. Get the right parts at the right prices. ebaymotors.com. Bart Scott, say it with me.
Let's ride.
Let's ride.
We don't know how long he can ride. If he can drive the steering wheel.
Oh, I have surgery on my shoulder.
Shoulder hurts now.
It hurts.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's spinal.
I broke my back.
Yes. It's Barton Hahn, like I said, and it's hour number three of the show, Bart Scott. And when it's hour number three and it's Wednesday, it's a hump day. What's that mean?
It's the power hour, hour, hour.
Put a little extra on it because I know y'all can't wait to get off work today.
Yeah, it's one of those days, right?
Because if you can make it through Thursday, Friday's right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
F it Friday.
I'll be honest, it doesn't sound the same up here in Bristol as it does there at Seaport.
Yeah, nobody told you to take a road trip.
Yeah, what the hell, Lacto?
I got it.
It's not my fault. I'm being a good team player.
Are you, though?
I'm being a good sport.
Well,
yeah.
What team? What hat are you wearing today? Stosh, is he wearing, like, you know, some other show hat today?
Nah, he's wearing baseball hats.
Baseball
hats. I'm actually hatless today.
Oh, he's hatless today.
Get a haircut. You can't tell him nothing.
Now, all of a sudden, right? The guy shaves his neck.
Yeah. Now he's like, I'm going on a road trip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to Bristol now. Now that I look all pretty, let me go up there now.
He probably got axe on and everything.
Talked about LinkedIn jobs.
Mm-hmm. Do we smell like summer musk? Do you smell like summer musk axe up there?
Axe is for people who don't shower.
How would you know that?
You know what?
Somebody told you?
Yes.
So we have no, like, I understand, like, we have no one here in the studio with us at Seaport. There's no one in the control room.
Yep.
It's empty. It's dark. It's just Bart and I in this room by ourselves.
Back to back.
And you would think that, like, it does feel like we're just doing a podcast.
Yep. Just you and me.
Like, just sitting here talking to each other. There's nobody around. There's just, if something went wrong, nobody'd know. Yesterday, we had the voice of God going on during the show.
Mm-hmm.
Can anybody help us?
Yesterday, I couldn't hear.
Jeff Saturday is sitting. One of the best segments we had yesterday was Bart and Jeff Saturday having a debate. And a little secret, Bart couldn't hear anything that Jeff was saying.
Just his mannerism.
I was just repeating everything Jeff said so Bart could hear it.
Yeah, way to go. What the hell, man? Thanks a lot, Lacto.
This is our show.
Should at least leave board instructions if you're going to take a day off.
No.
I'm technically not taking a day off. I'm still working. I'm on the show, aren't I?
Tell you what, though. Make you a deal. You know what? Because I like you guys so much, you can have him back tomorrow.
Did you at least
we're all set.
Did he at least get the cookie and the walnut cookie out of the tray?
Yes.
That's the only reason he went up there.
It was super warm. Too. Oh man,
he was lights out. You look like the type of guy that kind of go up and act like, hey, well, "Can I get another?" Like, sir.
Yeah, hey,
like, sir.
I look like that guy. I am that guy.
I'm staying for 2 days. So do I get two? Like, well, you want them all at once?
Just put them in the same bag for me, please. Thanks.
Wait, that's
you want to get one for your initial check in.
Remember, was it Home Alone? Right? Is that real crystal? Put it in your bag. Oh, man. All right, so let's get back into the baseball conversation, shall we? Because what a day it was to begin the divisional round. All four began game ones yesterday, and every one of them had something compelling going on in it, whether it was the Phillies hanging on to pull off like a quick upset, take that 1-0 lead in the best of five against the Braves, a 7-6 win, and now they're set up with their pitching, man.
Now they got the aces.
You got Zach Wheeler, you got Aaron Nola. I mean, if you're in good shape to pull off an upset, could you imagine another 100-win team
out? I would love it.
Yeah, who thought in the National League East that it's the Phillies that would move on to the league championship series?
I hope that's the case.
You rooting for the Phillies now? You're all in?
Yes.
Philadelphia, stand up?
Yeah, forget. Because, I mean, I tell you what,
you're
man,
just mad at the Braves.
I'm mad at Hoogie Douglas, man. He walked
on. Oh.
Doogie.
Doogie?
Mad at Doogie, man, because he came around here and he wanted to come up with his little...
That would be Harry Douglas, but yes.
Yeah, come up with his little Braves. He went out to – didn't he go out to the game in St. Louis?
He went to – yes, he did go to that game.
Yeah, right. I just – he was gloating and all that stuff, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, talking about Timmy Trumpets. Yeah, come on up here.
We'll see how that series goes.
Get some pollen stuck in your throat.
That first pitch is 4:35, so we're just a couple of hours from now that game two will get underway. So we'll really – you know, you'll get a good feel by tomorrow. That series could be all but over. Remember, winners of game one in a best of five series, 71% of the time they win. 71%, a game one winner. Then the Astros hold, somehow, some way come back. The Mariners, it just looked like they dominated Verlander. They had that game in hand. They even had two outs, two strikes. Like, it's it. It's about to be over. You're about to go up 1-0, yes. And Castillo is your next pitcher waiting in line on Friday. Yeah. And it's Yordan Alvarez who says, not so fast. What is it again? If I get my pitch.
I live with this pitch, man. If I get.
He hit it a long way.
I
got
to do damage.
He hit it a long way. A walk-off
home run. When he hit the ball was like, ah!
Yeah, everybody heard it scream. How about when he hit it? The best reaction, he didn't even watch the flight of the ball. Like, the minute he hit the ball, he just turned to his dugout like, yep, we're done. Yeah, it was like, literally don't have to watch this thing go out. Unlike, of course, Josh Donaldson, who probably might have wanted to watch the flight of the ball because he's rounding first. And it's like, no, that's not a home run to get back.
Home of bricks.
Too late. And that, of course, is in the Yankees win, which was 4-1 over the Cleveland Guardians. Gerrit Cole goes 6 1/3. He beats the Guardians. This is what he does in the postseason. It was a good start. Was it a dominant start? I would not go as far as say it was a dominant start, but a good start. Aaron Judge did nothing. He didn't have to. Rizzo got it done. Bader, that was obviously starting to pay off now. Jordan Montgomery for Harrison Bader. You see now what it can be because their outfield defense is fantastic, and he's at the center of it. And then
what you think about
the
it,
nightcap
though?
Was the Dodgers. Let me just finish. The Dodgers and the Padres where – you know, Urias is fine, but not great. Gives up a couple of runs, and the bullpen comes in four scoreless innings. Only gives up three hits. They use four different pitchers, and they just shut down the Padres. And so the Dodgers win the first game 5-3. Now, the Dodgers are also today, so the National Leagues are playing back-to-backs. They're game two, as I mentioned already. The Phillies and the Braves are 4:35. And then the Padres and the Dodgers, 8:30. And you get Yu Darvish and Clayton Kershaw in this one. Now, you know, you might say, because Kershaw in the postseason has been, you know, hasn't been what Kershaw in the regular season is.
But Yu Darvish, he was a Dodger. He would have been a Dodger if he wouldn't figure out how to tip all his pitches. He would have still been there.
So that's today's matchups. And then tomorrow you get the game two of the Astros and the Mariners. And then the Yankees-Guardians game tomorrow night is Shane Bieber and Nestor Cortez, which is a very interesting matchup, but it might not happen because we're supposed to get rain here in New York tomorrow night. So we'll see how that impacts everything. Bart, I want to ask you this is one of those someone's an idiot kind of things.
Yeah.
So we already know about Aroldis Chapman just deciding, I'm going to take a little break. I don't need to work out. And the Yankees are like, oh, well, you're not going to play now. So he's off the Yankee roster. He makes a dumb decision, and it's going to cost him and maybe even cost the Yankees.
Back on the job.
David Robertson of the Phillies, he's out at least for the divisional round. And he's an important pitcher for them. Why? He injured his calf celebrating home run. Yeah. Celebrating. He did a Gramatica.
Wow.
Now, not as devastating as Gramatica, but still. So he's out. But Phil Mazzara, did you see this? He's out. He punched a locker. This is the Astros pitcher. Punched a locker, and he broke his finger after he gave a hit to
Is that Shane Stoudemire?
To his brother. Why are you it boggles my mind how pitchers will punch things.
And that's what you make your money with.
Yes.
Your damn hand.
Just punch the air, man.
Or punch it with the opposite hand.
Or kick something.
Yeah, punch it with your offhand. If you're a pitcher, you should walk around with your stuff in bubble wrap.
I don't know. I just, that's one of those where you just shake your head like, what are you doing? But so out of those three, which one's the worst? It has to be punching. I mean, Aroldis Chapman, that's just as.
Yeah, that's just lazy.
That's just, yeah.
Yeah, it got to be punching.
Punching something, right?
Yeah, punching something is stupid, especially when to the force where you break something.
Did you ever hurt yourself celebrating?
Nah, I mean, come on, man. God. I mean, that's why people be like baseball players sometimes aren't even athletes. You know what I mean? Because, like, come on, man. What are we doing?
Dave Roberts is actually a pretty good athlete. It's just that can happen. You step off the – like, you know, the dugout to me is also something that – There's no other sport where you have something where you have to go up steps and down steps and jumping over and all that other stuff.
We got to warm you up before you can celebrate. You can't have no spontaneous. Well, what kind of shape are you in?
Tell you what, we'll bring in a former big leaguer, a World Series champion, for some perspective on Astros Mariners and also maybe also getting hurt while celebrating. We'll do that after Bart tells us about body armor.
Body armor.
Yeah, body armor. You know, body armor. You know, electrolytes and
this football season. Body Armor's a choice of hard work and hydration. Whether you're running plays on the field or cheering on the home team, Body Armor keeps you on top of your game with potassium-packed electrolytes, antioxidants, and no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. Red Dye 88. Buy any one Body Armor between now and November 1st for a chance to win a $100 DraftKings gift card. No purchase necessary. Gear up this fall with Body Armor sports drink. More than a sports drink. Void where prohibited. Open to residents of the U.S. 21 years or older.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's the pitch. Swing, and there's a drive. Slapped to right. Back it goes, and that's a walk-off shot. A walk-off shot. Yordan Alvarez has done it with a three-run blast in the bottom of the ninth. And Houston pulls it out 8-7.
What a call. ESPN Radio. Again, we have all the coverage of all the baseball playoffs. It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott on ESPN Radio. Jeff Blum joining us right now, Houston Astros broadcaster. He's been in the league 14 years, has his own World Series ring as well. Jeff, how you doing?
I am doing great, amazingly, because up until that last swing by Yordan Alvarez, there was a lot of concern around this community, and now I think we're all watching that video on repeat or on a loop since we woke up this morning to make sure it happened.
I tell you what, if you're the Mariners, you don't ever want to. You were wishing it didn't happen. You want that to be a nightmare that didn't happen. I mean, that, like, you're saying it as if you were feeling the same thing. Like, wow, we're gonna lose game one. It's easier to now if you're the Astros. All right, momentum, let's go. But think about it from the other perspective. I don't know if you can, but how devastating of a loss, even though it's just game one, is that for the Mariners?
Well, it is, because you're the underdog and you all of a sudden take that lead. You put six on Justin Verlander, who's going to end up winning the Cy Young in 2022, and you feel like you've really given yourself hope with Logan Gilbert pitching as well as he did, heading into game two with Luis Castillo, arguably the ace of your staff, and you have a chance to actually take two games on the road. Instead, you're down 0-1 because of a miraculous swing in a unique situation set up by a couple of rookies, actually, that get on base with two outs. But I can't imagine sitting in a hotel room in the city of Houston, and if you want to go out and grab a bite to eat, you're going to see Astro paraphernalia. You're going to see it on every TV screen that you see in this city on repeat until you play that game tomorrow. So that's what's incredible to me is that, yeah, it stung, and it's going to sting all day.
I know some of the players that were part of the scandal is gone, but how much pressure is on this team to prove that they can win a championship where no one can really question how they won it?
Yeah, I think that is – it may not be something that is spoken outright, but I do believe it's kind of in the undercurrent in that clubhouse, understanding that, you know, some of these young guys, the Tuckers, the Alvarezes, you know, Chaz McCormick, and even Maldonado and you know, Christian Vasquez, even coming over from Boston, I think there is that underlying idea, if we win this, we can get past 2017. So they may not be speaking about it, but I do believe there is a little motivation. And, of course, you know, the Astros have become the most hated organization overall. And I think if they won this thing, they would really like to bring some of that pride and prestige back to this organization by winning the World Series without question.
I'm talking with Jeff Blum, Astros broadcaster. As the Astros get that amazing comeback win over Seattle in the first game of the American League Division Series. 8-7 was the win yesterday. They don't play now until Friday afternoon. And Jeff, you mentioned it, and it is true. And we're here in New York, so obviously no one hates more than here. and when you say that, you know, Bart and I both have that same feeling. The team you love to hate, but the manager you can't hate in Dusty Baker. And a guy that, you know, you have a ring. Here's a guy that's just waiting for his ring, waiting for his chance. What has he brought since they hired him after all that went on? I mean, literally, he was hired to help kind of calm the waters after all the controversy that was from all those years ago. What has Dusty mean? What has he meant to this team, to this franchise?
He's meant a lot. And you know what? He's probably the best spokesperson for this team, considering the situation that happened in 2020 when the news broke and they had to fire Jeff Luhnow and AJ Hinch. And then you bring in a guy like Dusty Baker, who has the utmost respect across the league, not just as a player, but also as a manager. We've heard nothing but great things from players that have played for him. He's obviously managed championship teams, and he got the keys to a Ferrari. There was a great organization and great personnel here for him to go out there and manage. But what he did initially is just kind of deflect a little bit and put the attention on himself instead of what happened in 2017. And I think that allowed those guys to go out there and play a little bit more free. And now that they've gotten past that point, Dusty has really had some of that influence and guided these guys. He's really, you know, just on the outside looking in, to see your kids relax and play the game as they should and up to their ability, I think that's what he's brought. He's been that fatherly figure that's kind of said, hey, things were bad, I forgive you, we're going to move on, and I want you guys to play as hard as you possibly can. And Dusty's done his best to put these guys in the right position to succeed, because his pitching staff has been electric, he's gotten timely hitting, and his bullpen use has been magnificent.
Has the Mattress King put like $200 billion up on him yet? Or are we waiting for the annual bet to go down? But kind of talk about the Mattress King. I just want to kind of gauge what the confidence level is from the community in this team, knowing that, you know, they had been, you know, underdogs and surprised a lot of people. But most experts would say that this team is the favorite to win it. You know, how do they handle the expectations, or how have they been handling the expectations since the All-Star break?
Well, amazingly, these guys have been expected to win it for the last couple of years, right, with the guys they have out there. So they're kind of used to having that target on their back. And obviously that target got a little bit bigger with some of the controversy around them. But they've really kind of galvanized as a group and come together as a group and understood that, you know what, we're all in this clubhouse together, and if anybody wants to come in here and join us via trade, via free agency, or they get called up from AAA, we're going to welcome them in, put our arms around them, and say, hey, if we're going in the right direction, you're with us, we got your back. And they've never seen a team that has actually been, you know, to a man. When a guy digs into the box or toes that pitching rubber, there's 25 other guys behind him cheering him on. And I think that support system that they've created, knowing that they are completely isolated from the outside world with everybody kind of bearing down on them, has made them a better team and made them be able to function in high-pressure situations.
Jeff, let's go back now to the Alvarez at-bat and the home run in that moment, because there's been a lot of talk about it, and you would know this better than anybody all the years you played the sport. Do you have a problem with them going to Robbie Ray when they make that move? Is something clicking in your head saying, whoa, like what's, I mean, it's lefty-lefty. It seemed to make sense, but it certainly, you know, it did not work out at all.
Yeah, if you're managing on the other side, that pocket of the lineup going Yordan, a left-handed hitter, to Bregman, right-handed, to Tucker, left-handed, that's obviously the one pocket in this lineup where you would figure a left-handed pitcher would actually go out there and have success. But when Robbie Ray came in, I got to be honest, I felt like there was a sense of hope because of the success that the Astros have had against Robbie Ray in the past. And then you go back to, I think it was game two, where Robbie Ray gave up four runs against the Blue Jays.
Right.
So there, you know, his lasting impression of being on the mound is getting hit around pretty hard. And then you get to the pitch selection. I can't believe that he threw him back-to-back fastballs. That's what blew my mind. I thought for sure he would go to that slider, try and stay away from the outside, stay away from the inside on Yordan, who's incredibly strong. And I would have put it on Alex Bregman. I'm not sure I would have given Yordan Alvarez anything to put the barrel on. But to his credit, Yordan and Kyle Tucker are the two most productive left-handed hitters in the league this year against left-handed pitching, too.
I believe the home run was hit off, right? It was a sinker that didn't sink? I believe,
yeah,
that, right?
93 just flattened out and got hammered.
Yeah, absolutely, on a tee. And what a moment it certainly turned into. Hey, Jeff, it was great to talk to you. Hope we can catch up again soon when we have Astros-Yankees, because we all know we need that again.
I mean, you know that the front MLB offices are cheering for that. You know that we're all waiting for that, too, because it would be great to be back on with you guys. I appreciate it.
All right, all the best. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, Jeff Blum again. He's Astros broadcaster now, but 14 years in the league. He's got one of those rare rings. You know what ring it is? White Sox World Series.
Ah.
Think of it, 05. Like, so, yeah, the Red Sox, the White Sox in consecutive, and it was just like, you talk about a franchise that hadn't won in a long time, and he was certainly part of that. But what the Astros are doing, you can't deny it. It is remarkable that even after Lunau is gone and Hinch is gone, Dusty comes in, they just continue to win. They did not just go into an abyss. And as he said, they better win one, because the questions will always be there, mm-hmm, if they don't win one. And will this be the year? All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll stack up the calls, and we also have, as we are entering week 6 of the NFL, Bart's power rankings. Who are the best teams in the league? He'll tell you next. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. For protection on the road and on the water, see how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE at progressive.com. See, that's feel-good music, man.
Yeah.
Even though sometimes they yell at you. That's all right. But listen to it. It's just
death
bounces
breaks
a little bit.
Death
makes
breaks
you feel good. Like, you can't have this in your ears and walk in the street and not have like a little strut. Like, you can't just walk regular. Listen to this.
Death Bray.
That's the Bray. All right, we have you called. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll get back to talking to you. But first, as we now in the middle of the week, and we're heading towards already week six of the NFL, it is time now for Bart Scott's Power Rankings.
Oh, right now?
The top five. What do you mean right now? Did you not do your homework?
I always not do my homework.
I always not do my homework? Well, let's begin then.
Number five.
Number fizzive.
Not number fizzive.
Number five.
Okay. Number five.
That's it.
Number five. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with those tough boys out west. Tell me when to go. I'm going to go with the Jimmy G and the D'Amico Ryan.
What?
Led San Francisco 49ers. I love what they're doing. I love their physicality and their ability to rush the passer. We're talking all this stuff about how we believe that, you know, the second coming of LT is in Dallas. But man, I tell you, if you ain't paying attention to what Nick Bosa is doing, he's number one in every single category. So I'm going to go with them as my number five team.
All right. ESPN's power rankings have them at six, and they moved up from 12 to number six. So you're not that far off when it comes to them.
Number four.
Action Jackson. I'm going to go with Action Jackson, man. And guess what? Bowser's coming back eventually. I hear Bowser's doing a little bit better. And Ajobo, the guy that they drafted in the second round that was supposed to be his number two, and it should be a first top 10 pick. People were clamoring, trying to figure out how they're going to move up for him. He should be returning to practice this week. And if they get him in November, December, with his ability to rush the passer, and now you start talking about the Ravens cooking with grease, Action Jackson. I still are waiting for somebody other than Andrews to emerge. I love what Duvernay is doing on the offensive side.
Where's Rashad Bateman?
He was injured. But Ronnie Stanley coming back to practice after 2.5 years and actually playing in a football game. Yes, he split time, but he's only going to get stronger and stronger. Remember, he was an all-pro caliber left tackle. He's been out for the last 2.5 years. He is returning. Good news for Ravens fans. I'm going with my Baltimore Ravens. Yeah, I said mine because they mines.
All right. So you have right now in your top five, at five you have the Niners. At four you have the Ravens. The Ravens in the ESPN Power Rankings for this week are at seven.
They don't know nothing.
So you're already now two teams that they have in their top five that you don't have. We move on in Bart Scott's Power Rankings.
Number three.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Well, yeah.
I'm waiting to see when Jalen Hurts is going to shave his eyebrows and donate it to, like, people to make wigs or something, because he got all that extra Ernie and Bert fluff over there going on. But I tell you what, this kid has lost his job in Alabama, you know, struggled at Oklahoma, was a second-round draft pick. But this may be the time, the third time's the charm. He may have found a home. And if he has, man, what a team to be a part of. You talk about a great offensive line. You talk about a great running back. You talk about two great receivers and a good to great tight end. He has everything that a quarterback would wish for. Everything on their wish list. Go-to guys galore. He has a well-coached team. He has a great defense on the other side of the ball. Now, issue is, and always has been with Jalen Hurts, when he goes against the likes of Tom Brady, he goes against the likes of Aaron Rodgers, can he be a better quarterback? Can he not just be asked to manage the game? Can he be asked to win the game? So those are the issues that we have. But right now, man, fly, Eagles, fly. The only undefeated team left in football, number three.
Amazing that the only undefeated team left is number three. But ESPN Power Rankings agree with you. They have the Eagles as well as number three. Bart Scott's Power Rankings continue.
Number two.
C-H-E-I-F-S. Yeah, I know I spelled it wrong. The Chiefs. But some people call them the Chiefs. You know, they almost didn't make this list, man. Always won Davante Adams catch without bobbling. And we know the kicker's clutch. But listen, they got the job done. You have to tip your hat off to Andy Reid. You talk about Patrick Mahomes. He says he's a better quarterback without Tyreek Hill because he hasn't played the position. He doesn't have the human cheat code. Kelce seems to never be, you know, aging at all. He's still playing four touchdowns on Monday Night Football. You got to go with the Chiefs right now. The Chiefs. Well, number one, Patrick Mahomes playing well in defense, playing just good enough, led by Chris Jones. And, you know, some rookies are stepping in from here and there, but they haven't been the car crash that I thought they were going to be. Mm-hmm. But so far, I got to go with the Chiefs or the Chiefs, depending on how you spell it. You know what I'm saying? At number two.
At number two. Okay, ESPN has the Chiefs staying at number one from week five to week six. We continue. So, for Bart Scott's power rankings, it will be definitely different from ESPN's. So, let's see. Who is?
Number one.
Number one, man. Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. I mean, we know their record isn't indicative of the type of team that they are. They should have beat the Dolphins if it wasn't for the heat index. And I'm not going to make any excuses for them. They lost, so I have to, you know, say, hey, they lost. But that doesn't mean that I don't. I know the best team, the most explosive team, the most dangerous team when I see it. And right now, that lives in West New York. And the Buffalo Bills and what they're capable of doing, and now they're starting to have inquiries and trying to go all in and say, forget those damn picks and go after action, you know, McCaffrey. Mm-hmm. They're trying to go after CMC. They're trying to get a CMC. That would be a human cheat code because now they can go five wise. Please, please, Goodell, quit playing, man. Quit playing. We ain't letting that happen, son. We need balance, parity.
So you have Buffalo as the number one team. ESPN has them at number two. So to recap, Bart Scott's top five power rankings in the NFL. Yes, they do.
Sell it on the field, punk.
That's right. You have the 49ers at number five, the Ravens at number four, the Eagles at three, the Chiefs at two, and the Bills at number one. And yes, one and two play each other, no matter how you have them, play each other this week in one of several key games for week six. And that one's the 425. Mm. That's one of those where you're like, you know, I'll tell you what, red zone, you're out. I'm just sticking to this game. And by the way, Bart, just a quick note here that Field Yates had. So in the event that the Astros-Mariners series goes to four games, Seattle's hosting that. It's right next door to where the Seahawks play, right? Mm. They will push the Seahawks-Cardinals game to 5:30 p.m. Eastern. So instead of being a four. So you're going to have football from like, it's all day.
It's going to go into the Sunday night game.
Yes, it will. That game will be playing when Sunday night football begins, but that's what they're doing to accommodate because it's just too many damn people in one place. Now, a couple of things on the ESPN power rankings. The Giants moved up to 11 from number 14 after that win over the Packers. Mm. So that's interesting. And then the Giants, who do they play? They play the Ravens.
Yeah.
The Jets... With that win, the Jets move all the way. Do you remember when the Jets were 32 and then 31?
I told y'all that was disrespectful.
They are 16 now. Top half of the league, baby. Hang the banner. Mm-hmm. Moving up all the way from 23. And they play the Packers in Green Bay. That'll be interesting. Now, out of your top five, I just got to quickly. You left out two teams that they have in their top five. One of them is the Vikings. Who they? ESPN's power rankings moved the Vikings at 4-1 all the way up to 4.
They haven't looked that good to me.
Like are
they were in a dog fight with the Lions.
Yeah,
and they got destroyed by the Eagles. Destroyed,
but 4. That's pretty high. Are the Vikings that good?
That's why they're not in my top five.
Dallas Cowboys moved up from 11 to 5.
No, quit playing.
And you're not even buying that, huh?
So we'll see what those standards are next week because they play number. Three.
Well, they play everybody's number three, the only undefeated team in the Eagles in Philadelphia. And as we know now, it's Cooper Rush's ball. He stays at QB1.
Quarterback controversy.
Man, if the Cowboys beat, if in some way the Cowboys beat the Eagles
mm-hmm.
in Philly, Cooper Rush could throw for 150 yards.
Don't matter.
They could win that game because their defense is good, right? If they win that game, I mean, you're 6 weeks into the season, and your QB2 has gotten you 5 wins.
So you're saying that basically he becomes Tom Brady, and Dak Prescott becomes Drew Bledsoe.
How would you feel on the team if you were, let's say, you're Micah Parsons? Let's say you're on that defense. Would you have any opinion at all about quarterback and all that stuff, or would you say it doesn't matter? Either way, we're good.
I would say either way we're good.
You would.
I would think that Dak Prescott would be able to play better.
Right.
Like, they still believe in Dak, so they think like, well, Dak's a better quarterback.
So outside it's a controversy. But inside in the locker room, you don't see this being an issue.
They're like, Dak Cooper, we gonna do what we do. You know
right.
what I mean? We know how we gotta play if Coop plays. We know that we have a better chance if Dak's there, because he can do more if we fall behind and we don't have our best game.
All right. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Your calls, of course, as we head into week six of the NFL. Also, Odell Beckham Jr., still not with a team, but might have just eliminated one. He tweeted. We'll discuss. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
Alan on Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number for your calls. How am I supposed to feel about Gerrit Cole's performance in Game 1, Bart? As an outsider, as somebody that doesn't have, you know, a horse in the race, I wasn't inspired. It didn't make me say, like, oh, okay, the ace is here. Like, he's going to lock it down. You can count on him. I thought he pitched just like he has been pitching.
Yeah.
I didn't see something different. Yes, 6 1/3. Yes, it seemed like he was in control for most of the game, but there were moments that I felt like were high leverage, teetering. Did he get out of them? For the most part, yes. But it didn't make me feel like confident, like this is the guy. And then when you look at his career in the postseason, he normally does this to Cleveland.
Right.
It's everybody else that his numbers are the same. Listen to this. Against Cleveland in the postseason, he's 3-0. His ERA is 1.77. His WHIP is 0.69. Strikeouts to walks is 33-1. It's everybody else, 6-5, 3.13 ERA, 0.99 WHIP, 86-22 strikeouts to walks. That's where my hesitation is. It's okay, you did what you're supposed to do in this series, but it's what comes next if they get the opportunity to come next. That I still don't know if he's earned my trust yet.
Those are stressful pitches.
Yes.
Right? Yesterday, he was in a comfortable place. They got out to a comfortable lead, all things as well.
Well, he was trailing early on. That's the part that bothered me.
But he's not under duress, right? You know, it didn't get out of hand, right? You talk about one measly, you know, he gives up a seem like a home run, then he settles down. I don't feel great about it, but I feel good the fact that Severino has looked the way he looks.
Yeah, well,
that he can come out and he maybe can be the ace, and you can take some of the pressure off Gerrit Cole. I know sometimes it's unfortunate when the guy that makes the most money isn't particularly your best player when you paid him to be that.
But he is your best pitcher.
He's supposed to be your white whale.
But he is, though.
But he is your best pitcher, but
is it enough?
But before Sebby got hurt, he was that guy. Mm-hmm. That's why they hurt him and paid him early.
Absolutely.
Now, like, what, 2-3 years from the injury, now can he return back to form? Is he peaking at the right time? That's what we want to know, because really, you know, Sebby could end up being that ace, and it takes a tremendous amount of pressure off of Gerrit Cole as he won't be matched up against the team's best player.
If you can get two, and then Nestor Cortes actually is getting the ball in game two, if they play it, of course. Rain is expected in New York
tomorrow night. Oh, okay.
Again, the American League Now Division Series is tomorrow night. Today, you have the National League side of things, but Yankees, see if they can make this 2-0, but they have to do it against Shane Bieber tomorrow night if, of course, they can get this game in. Nestor Cortes gets the ball there, and then from here, the Midges and Cleveland await, of course. Your call's coming up, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Stay with us. We're back in 10 seconds.
Bart and Han.
Ask and you shall receive. Get all the old school now. It's Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, presented by Progressive Insurance. Again, the number 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll finish up with conversations with you and your calls. So, Bart, Odell Beckham Jr. went to Twitter today responding to some things, including somebody saying that Odell was at the airport in Buffalo. Hmm. It's been said by many people that he still has a locker in L.A. with the Rams. And the expectation was that once he was cleared from his ACL injury and had a chance to return, it's still not another month and a half, that all signs seem to point to him going to the Rams. Mm-hmm. But Odell said something very interesting on Twitter. He said, yes, L.A. treated me normal and special all in the same breath. We see how that played out. For both sides, I went out to win a trophy, a championship. They're knowing the risk of playing without an ACL. And then I got the lowest of low offers after that going into the next season. Impossible. L.A. knows where I wanted to be, but they didn't offer me anything. So IDK, I don't know what people want me to do. I definitely know my worth, and what the offer was isn't reflective of that. So it's tough to say that I can come on back, even though I thought I finally found that home.
Yeah, but
so is he now? Is this a leverage play? Is this him kind of letting the public know, hey, I want to play in L.A. But what they're offering me is below what I think is my value, and I can get that value somewhere else, so I'm going to do that, even though I'd rather be in L.A. Should this be about money for Odell right now?
I think it is, right? I mean, but also he won a championship, but he has to understand that he's injured. Like, who was going to give you a deal that you don't know what's going to happen off an injury like that,
yep,
and you've had it to the same knee twice.
And you don't know what he's going to be immediately out of the gate. It takes a while to come back from that, at least to get all the pop back.
Thomas Davis was the only guy that we see ever really come back from three ACL surgeries, right? This is a receiver. Like, there's not a linebacker who doesn't have to open up and go against some of the fastest, most athletic guys on the field, which is cornerbacks in our league. Like, we don't know what he's going to be and how strong that thing is. Why would I buy into you long term? You almost need a reset year. So you come in, I sign you for half of the year, see how I do, then we'll talk about a long-term deal if you finish strong with that deal. But why do you feel like you're obligated to get some big deal when we had to go address that and go get Allen Robinson, mm-hmm, because you weren't available? If you didn't get hurt, then we would have had you and we would have had the Jefferson kid. But now we have to retry and replace your productivity. I'm not about to sit up here and pay you unnecessarily and you get hurt as soon as you get back.
So you think Buffalo is like a real option for him, and you think it would be a good one?
I think so. I mean, he'll go in the slot opposite Jameson Crowder. You think about Diggs, Gabe Davis, and him in the slot allows him to be the third guy to kind of figure out, run the same type of routes that he ran before, see if Ken Dorsey can figure it out. But I also can see if Baltimore wants to give him some real money to put him with Action Jackson, to put him in some, you know, off-script plays, but also giving him the ball in space. With that run game, he's going to have big windows with all that RPO stuff, action that they have. I think that would be a great place for him to go as well.
Mm. See, that's not a place that I would consider for him. But I would think that if Buffalo's not
Lamar
a place—
Lamar leads the league in almost touchdown passes. I mean, I know he did a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Like, he had 12, him and Pat Mahomes, or somebody was tied. So it's not that Lamar Jackson ain't throwing touchdown passes and guys ain't getting mad yards. He was leading the league almost in passing for a couple of weeks.
But if you're Odell and you're not getting the money you think you deserve, then you need to go somewhere where it's like, we can win right away. And Buffalo is a team that's the obvious contender to win.
How much money do they have to spend?
Yeah, well—
they brought in Von Miller.
I think Von Miller
Jameson
is
Crowder.
Don't you think Von Miller's part of the draw here? Yeah, don't you think that's the magnet to this
thing?
But
what price? See, the Ravens aren't paying their quarterback number $23 million. That don't matter for this year.
Mm-hmm. No, the Odell thing's going to be interesting. Now, again, it's still going to be a month and a half before he's even available, but you know his value. You saw it in the Super Bowl, so we'll see where he ends up. All right, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen to the guys live weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen and watch the guys on the ESPN app. This is the Barton Hahn Podcast.